KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. The forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with a slight chance of light rain this afternoon, a high of 57, winds south-southeasterly at 10 to 20 this morning. Shifting to the northwest and gusting to near 30 this afternoon, there is a wind advisory in effect from 3 p.m. today until midnight for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties in our listing area. In the news, three males who escaped from the Clarinda Academy Sunday night were captured and returned to the facility early this morning. The teens, two of them black, one Hispanic, were reported missing at around 8:15 p.m. They were captured shortly before 2 a.m. today. No other details were provided. The escapes happened nearly 1 week after a black male student at the academy jumped out of a window and ran from authorities. He also was captured and returned to the facility and provides treatment and shelter to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. A woman who is no stranger to law enforcement was arrested again Sunday evening in Montgomery County. 44-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:15 p.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault. The woman is known to have at least five different aliases. Olivares was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was being held this morning without bond. One person was hurt in a motorcycle accident Sunday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Omaha World-Herald reports the unidentified 35-year-old man, who was not wearing a helmet, was transported by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center. The accident happened at around 1 p.m. near the intersection of 270th Street and Juniper Road. Additional details are currently not available. Authorities in Montgomery County say one person was arrested on weapon, burglary, and drug charges Saturday night. 29-year-old Joshua Dean Cooney of Villisca was taken into custody just after 9 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant for carrying weapons, possession of burglar tools, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Cooney was booked in the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. A teenager from Clarinda was injured and trapped in the vehicle she was driving following an accident early Saturday afternoon east of Essex. Authorities said the unidentified 16-year-old female was transported by Essex Fire and Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries after Essex Fire and Rescue personnel extracted her from the vehicle by mechanical means. The accident happened at around 1 p.m. near 2382 150th Street. Officials said the girl was traveling east on 150th when she swerved to miss a deer that ran onto the road. The vehicle entered a ditch, hit a telephone pole, and rolled twice before coming to rest on its passenger side. A hearing will be held this morning on requests for a change of venue and a continuance, along with the waiving of a speedy trial for an athletic woman accused of faking her daughter's cancer by administering drugs that could have potentially harmed the girl. The hearing for 30-year-old Letha Slauson is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. in Cass County District Court. Now, if Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner has motioned for a continuance, and one made by last month by Slauson's attorney to have her trial moved out of Cass County are denied, the woman's trial will begin here on Wednesday. Last month's motion for a change of venue, Slauson attorney Jay Mez said the woman's trial should be moved due to extensive media coverage, gossip, rumors, and speculation by residents in Cass County that would make selecting a fair and impartial jury impossible. Earlier, Mez had said that Slauson was competent to stand trial but unable to tell right from wrong. Mez is expected to use a defense of diminished responsibility when her case comes before a jury. Authorities say Slauson lied about her daughter having cancer, inserted a feeding tube into the 5-year-old girl, and gave her drugs and cannabis oils. Slauson has pleaded not guilty to 20 counts that include assault, child endangerment, and theft by deception. And a Western Iowa school superintendent fired last week has hired a lawyer to fight fraud and other allegations made against him after a district investigation. The Daily Nonpareil says former Shenandoah Community School District Superintendent Jeff Heiser has hired Council Bluffs Attorney Eric Hansen, a former Mills County prosecutor. Hansen said Heiser will respond to the allegations when he has had an opportunity to see what, if any, evidence the district has. Heiser was fired earlier this month. A school board member said Heiser submitted fraudulent reimbursements for expenses, violated district policies regarding leave requests, and obstructed the board's investigation. In our funeral announcements, Rena Fega, age 100, of Atlantic, and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Rena Fega will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Elaine Hay, age 88, of Bayard, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Mary Hay will be today at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Dwayne Harris, age 75, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dwayne Harris will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Wagner, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Daryl Wagner will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Paul Douglas Steen, age 61, of Stewart and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday at Select Specialty Hospital in Omaha. A memorial visitation for Paul Steen will be held from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Esther Lemke, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Casey, died Saturday at Trinity Center at Luther Park in Des Moines. Funeral services for Esther Lemke will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Richard Meyer, age 85, of Linden, died Saturday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Richard Meyer will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dennis Butler, age 74, of Atlantic, died today at the Heritage House. Services for Dennis Butler are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Gerald Hackmeister, age 85, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday. Services for Gerald Hackmeister are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.